welcome back to the NutraMedical Report, and this is Wednesday, the 17th of August. And you're welcome to call into the show at any day except for the third hour on Friday when we answer your questions on health and wellness issues with the host with the most. That's my wife, Michelle. She's amazing, and she does work all week to make sure she collects your emails and your calls and questions, collates them, and tries not to be too repetitive, but deals with the same with the important issues of the day. Lots of things. I saw this speech this morning that was around 9-something last night in Milwaukee, Wisconsin by Donald Trump. It was impressive. Great speech writers, on topic, no pivoting at all. He's going to be the law and order president. He's going to make life for inner city blacks, Hispanics, and people of other colors safer. He's going to increase police. He's going to give them better training and non-lethal weapons. He's going to integrate it with the civilian militia to make sure that the communities are safe for law-abiding citizens in the inner city. It's going to make it safe for kids to walk to school and not have to join gangs. He's going to reduce the murder rate tremendously, and he's going to put away the real criminals and thugs where they should be. But we're going to have a situation where we're going to have a law and order president that's going to make America great, not just wealthy, but great so that it's a safe place for a young person in the inner city to actually go to school, have a career, get a good job, and be and know that the president is fighting for them. I'm very impressed. So I want people out there to realize he is the law and order president. He's the president for the displaced and without a message, because 50 major cities all run by Democrats in the last 50 years have been destroyed by their crazy policies. And you'll just get more of the same with Hillary, who's the most corrupt politician probably run in modern history, maybe in all history. It's that bad. She's not medically fit. She's not spiritually fit. She's not intellectually fit, and certainly does not care about America. That's very obvious. So, and the unborn has no protection whatsoever from her. Look at Mike Pence. They passed a law in Indiana that if children with Down syndrome that have genetic defects, the most common, aren't going to automatically be targeted like they do in Canada. And I know I had the geneticist harass me early morning and late at night, trying to insist that I was irrational, that I wouldn't abort my little daughter, Kelsey. And I told this gentleman, who happened to be Jewish, I said, you need to get down on your knees and cry out to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob for the health of my daughter, that she'll survive delivery. She had to have a C-section. And that when she does have her heart surgery, she'll survive that and become a wonderful person and a blessing to our family and everyone she touches, and she is. She's like a little angel. She's now 23, has not been on any cardiac drugs ever since birth. Had only one time in hospital for a few days with RSV, I think about 10 or 11 years of age. And that's it. Never gets an ear infection, never gets sick, never goes to hospital, never takes a drug. She's on nutraceuticals since before birth. So I want you to understand out there that we have a choice. We have a choice to choose evil or be an evildoer and support Hillary Clinton and Citizen Kane. Or we have a choice to choose for law and order, the poor, black, and displaced people who are losing their jobs to bad trade treaties. And it's amazing how the Democratic Party just counts on the black vote and on the Hispanic vote, when in fact these are the most displaced and destroyed and crushed people in America, and the only one fighting for them is Donald Trump and Mike Pence. So let's get with the program here. Let's stop the foolishness and the lies and the shrill attacks against Donald Trump. Yeah, he's got some issues where he's bombastic. That's his personality. But the man is a good man, and he's going to make America great again. America great, not just great, but good. Good. It takes care of their poor, their displaced, their elderly. It makes sure that people don't have giant copays to get health care. It gets rid of death panels, which is evil. It's postnatal abortion is what it is. Let's call it what it is. Let's not pretend it's anything other than that. And it gets rid of ICD-9 codes with guillotines, of death panels where you need a clipped aneurysm at 1:30 on Saturday evening, and you can't wait till Tuesday when the ethics committee meets because you're 72. And if you do, by that time you're moribund and already have received your formalin, and your blood has been removed from your body because you're being ready to be buried. That's how evil Obamacare is. An easy kill. Ezekiel Emanuel, Rahm Emanuel's brother, was the advisor to set up these different plans within Obamacare. The big insurance carriers, etc. So let's face the music. This is what's going on. I want to run over a couple of things, and we're going to have Harley on here shortly. The humiliation. Muslim faith helped me through darkest days of marriage. Come on now. This is probably Uma Abedin. LA Times, Clinton only plus one. Yeah, right. Like me in California. Once people wake up and actually get in the voting box, they're going to realize, do they want more of the same or much, much worse even than Obama, which is a disaster for the country? And one of the top readings here on Drudge is pillows for Hillary so she doesn't fall over and break something. Wow. Brazilian judge orders Ryan Lochte passport seized over lying claims. Yeah, he got a swimmer back in the USA, and he got attacked and had his and at gunpoint in Brazil, and now the judge is going to try to revoke his passport. That's not good behavior on the part of the Brazilians to abuse an Olympian, gold Olympian. Obama, by the way, is trying to give the World Wide Web in America to international authorities, which will mean that they'll be able to say that if you don't have Sharia-compliant content in your website or you say anything that the United Nations doesn't like, they'll shut you down. That's pretty bad. I mean, people don't understand just how crazy this guy Obama is and how evil he is. And Hillary, if believe it or not, is 100 times worse. That's what we're looking at. That's what we're looking at right now. Look, we're looking at the top stories around the world. Turkey is about to release 38,000 prisoners to free space for coup plotters. Wow. Russia and Iran cooperation to Syria sends message to the U.S. The Russia's use of Iranian airbase to bomb targets in Syria sends a message to Washington as it weighs a military partnership with Moscow. They better get their act together and start collaborating with Russia to get rid of these terrorists, or we're going to see it's completely unsafe to go to any public stadium, to go to any large mall like the Mall of the Americas, to go to a major theme park like Disneyland, for the danger of terrorism killing you and your children and wife or husband. So this is how crazy things are. When we look at the business issues, Cisco, of course, is to lay off 14,000 employees, tech news site, unstable economics and Obama's health law. The signature health plan is struggling for one overriding reason, selling mispriced insurance in a precariously business model. Yeah, mispriced, all right. They're trying to force young people to buy insurance that's overpriced, and they're not buying. And that way the system is about to collapse in on itself, probably within a matter of months, not even years. And the insurance carriers are getting out of those markets. American news, Democrats have failed to betray African Americans. That was an amazing speech in West Bend, Wisconsin, that I saw this morning. Really amazing, amazing. You've got to go see that speech. I'll post a link up on the show today. I'm not certain what happened to Harley, but usually he, unless he had an emergency, sometimes that happens. Do we have Harley? Oh, yeah, okay. Well, he probably had some emergency meeting because things are, here we are. I have the latest news issue, so obviously he's supposed to be on. With derivatives blowout coming, the West must join Putin's world. So the derivatives is coming really soon, possibly even before Election Day, which is less than 3 months away now. The real issue of productivity, catching up to China and the Eurasian power. Well, we've handed over a lot of our business directly. It takes 90 days to set up a plant with 5,000 employees producing a product in China. It takes 4 to 5 years with so much red tape and regulations in America, it's ridiculous. And you can still protect the environment, but not so many regulations that you can't possibly start a business or it's too expensive. Even product development. I mean, and it's really crazy. The FDA, we were talking yesterday with Pamela from Lumen Photon, just adding a simple function to put frequencies into the Lumen Photon so we can download and have a player just to pulse the same lights, just at a particular frequency for specific minerals and toxins, etc., to try to heal the body. We're going to find out whether or not the FDA is going to make a huge cost increase in order for us to try to do this minor change to this device. That's how crazy things are. Interviews with the Virginia State Senator Richard Black, time to leave NATO. Now, NATO, they're talking about leaving. What has to happen is exactly what Trump is saying. NATO is now expanded into a territory south of Russia, which is a violation of what we said when Gorbachev and Reagan made their deal and the wall fell down. And by the way, it was the citizens that pushed for this in East Germany, but it was also our policies under Reagan. And the second thing is, that NATO needs to start dealing specifically with terrorism, which is our major problem, not trying to foment a future war with Russia or China. It's just pretty obscene, actually. What I'm going to do now is I'm going to get into some of the news items that I think are really going to affect America. And there's one town here that actually American flags have been removed from their fire trucks. That's pretty terrible. We look at what's happening in terms of the Web Swiss Bank, sponsor of the Saint-Tropez party, fined millions for tax evasion and fraud. So Swiss banks are doing this all the time. The biggest tax evaders, believe it or not, are in Tel Aviv, Israel. The main laundering banks for laundering money is the Bank of Hong Kong. No, that's not the case anymore. It's the banks in Tel Aviv, Israel. I want to read this article for you on America handing over the Internet to the international authorities. America to hand over Internet in under 2 months. Wow. And he wants to do this before, of course, before we move to a new election cycle and a new president. And Department of Commerce is set to hand off the final vestiges of American control over the Internet to international authorities in less than 2 months, officials have confirmed. The department will finalize the transition effective October 1st. Assistant Secretary Lawrence Strickling wrote on Tuesday, barring what he called any significant impediment. Move means the Internet Assigned Numbers Authority, which is responsible for interpreting numerical addresses on the web to a readable language, will move from U.S. control to the Internet Corporation for Assigned Names and Numbers, a multi-stakeholder body based in Los Angeles and includes countries such as China and Russia. Critics of the move, most prominently Texas Republican Ted Cruz, pointed out the agency could be used by totalitarian governments to shut down the web around the globe, either in whole or in part. Of course it could. I mean, Cruz is not stupid. He's aware that there are some things that can go on there. The proposal will significantly increase the power of foreign governments over the Internet, explaining the ICANN, ICANN's historical core mission by creating a gateway to content regulation and emboldened its leadership to act without any real accountability. Yeah, in other words, the Internet, which is the primary thing that's driving the alternative media, both audio and video, is going to come under control of globalist powers and totalitarian regimes like China, which we shouldn't tolerate. Why do we trade with them? Because the global corporations want to trade with them, even though they crush their own people. In fact, the crackdown in China going on right now is obscene. Well, I started receiving information about the Lodi prison camps in the 90s, and there are 20,000 prisons. If you try to evangelize in China, you can go to church in China, but if you evangelize in China, you may well end up in the Lodi camp. If you start opposing the regime in any way, form of the Chinese government, you may disappear. People don't understand this about China. China is not a decent place. It is not. I have another article here, too. Opponents similar to me made the case that Congress has passed legislation to prohibit the federal government from using Harley, great to finally get you connected. So I want to go over some of these things. I was just reading some articles about the fact that now the United States is going to hand over the Internet to an international authority based in Los Angeles with inputs from China and other totalitarian regimes. We've got lots of issues to cover today. Let's start from the top of the three articles. With derivatives blowout coming, the West must join Putin's world. The second article, the real issue of productivity catching up to China and the Eurasian power. And the third, interview with Virginia State Senator Richard Black, time to leave NATO. So let's dive into these.
We can start, I think, with the derivatives question.
Harley,
because that is
there.
Yeah, can you hear me? Hello?
Okay, Harley. Okay. We're starting late, so I'm going to let you dive right into your articles.
All right, yeah, and I'm sorry, I was just caught in a traffic jam in Innsbruck, if you can believe that. We start with the derivatives, because the derivatives issue is the one that's most pressing. The Bank for International Settlements, which I think I told you I was there 2 weeks ago meeting with people, they put out a report saying that the clearinghouses which were set up to protect against a derivative blowout are now admitting that they can't stop a derivatives blowout. So in other words, the great moves to reform the system which basically didn't stop derivatives trading. It just said, we're going to come up with a way to protect it. They're now admitting they not only can't protect it, but it could blow out the system.
Right.
Then secondly, the International Monetary Fund, of all people, put out a report saying all this talk about China slowing down is nonsense. The Chinese economy is strong, it's growing, and it's growing in a sustainable way. So you have the two leading agencies of Western banking, the BIS, admitting that the derivatives crisis is on us and is real and could blow out the whole system. And then the International Monetary Fund saying, look, China really is developing in a proper way. Now, the implications of this are that we're heading into an election in which neither party, major party candidate, and of course, neither Jill Stein nor Gary Johnson have addressed these either. None of them have put forward a solution to address the crisis. In fact, Hillary doesn't want to acknowledge there's a crisis because it's her sidekick and biggest supporter, Obama, who's made the crisis worse. And, you know, the issue here, and by the way, Trump's party, while Trump may have some desire to address it, his party doesn't. He had to force through the Glass-Steagall issue at the platform hearing, but most of the Republican senators, and this is something, Dr. Bill, we should talk about also, most of them said they would vote against Glass-Steagall, and they also said they're going to vote for the TPP when Obama tries to sneak it through the lame duck session.
Right. That's pretty nasty, isn't it? That's very nasty.
And that's another issue we should discuss, because Obama is planning on waiting till the election is over and then going to the Democratic and Republican leadership and saying, okay, let's stop playing these political games. We have to pass the Trans-Pacific Partnership and get the TTIP, the Transatlantic Partnership, in shape.
Right, so he's passing over October 1st the Internet, and he's going to go to a lame duck. And I'd ask the question, which party does Obama belong to? Is it the Conservative Republican or Democratic Party? It really is interchangeable, isn't it?
It's the same. And you know, one thing this election has done is make clear that even though I would say a majority in both parties rejects the Wall Street agenda, that the leadership and the money in both parties is Wall Street, and they're the ones that still can turn out votes. A lot of the people in the Republican and Democratic Party who oppose Wall Street have given up on the parties and didn't vote. In the Republican Party, Trump was able to win, which was a real insurgency. In the Democratic Party, Bernie Sanders pulled his punches. He continued to support Obama, and that's why he didn't win. But the majority of Democrats don't like Hillary. So, you know, you've got a situation ripe for insurgency, ripe for revolutionary change, and yet there's no one articulating that consistently and organizing people to support the policies that would break the power of Wall Street.
Yeah, it's amazing, isn't it? And honestly, I listened to the speech this morning about law and order president, his policies last week about the economic policies, this yesterday talking about how to defeat ISIS. Late last night, he had an excellent speech that dealt with how he's going to bring security and peace to the inner cities and to the black and Hispanic populations that have been literally lied to and used only as voters by the Democratic Party. I think that with the proper advice that he can start addressing these real issues, which the Lewis Foundation have been in focus for decades, that, you know, you need to get these core issues. You need to start collaborating with big nations like Russia and China, the Silk Trail. We need to start collaborating with engineers to conquer things like nuclear fusion energy and have it become an open thing for all the major nations so we can reduce pollution. We need to start dealing with the fact that instead of China using dirty coal, why don't we have a transit Alaskan pipeline bringing our cheap oil and gas and to China so they don't pollute the whole world with their industry? I mean,
China's moving to major agreements with Russia now to get Russian natural gas. But, you know, I think the point that you're making, look, we've been on these issues for years.
Right.
The fact they emerged in the campaign this year is somewhat of a miracle.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a testimony to some of the people around Trump who insisted on bringing up this question of endless wars and the stupidity of going with the NATO policy against Russia. So we're seeing some real changes.
Yeah, exactly. And I really think that with the proper advisors, we're in a post-politician phase of the presidency, and I believe that the so-called polls, when the speeches and the debates happen, you're going to see Hillary, her numbers shrink dramatically as people realize, do you want a real solution or do you want to keep on this more of the same?
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANARepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
As a regular listener to Republic Broadcasting, you certainly understand the times and circumstances that we are living in. You certainly understand that the good times are over, and you certainly understand what we are heading for. Though we do not know what exactly is going to happen, we must assume that it's going to be a disaster. Are you prepared for that mess? Go to www.bugoutpanama.net and get the necessary information on our growing community of awake and prepared individuals, just like you. At www.bugoutpanama.net, you will learn how we are preparing on our farm, Finca Bayano, for what is coming. Emigrate while you still can to our village, where survival is of the utmost importance. Prepare. Don't despair. At www.bugoutpanama.net.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve.
Welcome back, and so, Harley, I'm very optimistic. I think between the nations of Europe getting it that they can't do bailing in, they'll get a pitchfork resolution, nations like China and Russia, disparate nations with totally different political systems, including China's totalitarian system, they realize on a business level they are going to collaborate with Russia. They'll get their oil and gas, but, you know, to be honest with you, I think that if America doesn't get with the program, they're going to be left out in the cold. They're losing jobs. And I don't believe, by the way, that Trump is going to be protectionistic. He wants to protect American jobs. He wants bilateral treaties with nations that are, each one is going to be separate and it'll be customized. But it'll make sure it's a win-win. It'll be a win for China. It'll be a win for America.
I mean, well, Bill, one of the big frauds of the last 25 years is the idea that there was no significant trade until we had free trade agreements.
Yeah,
we've had years. There are bilateral, multilateral agreements. The Bretton Woods system allowed for significant trade and investment in Europe and in developing sectors.
Exactly.
The idea that you can't have trade unless you make it unfavorable to a developed nation is a fraud. Now, the problem is you have groups like the American Enterprise Institute. You have the Austrian School, the von Hayek networks, the University of Chicago networks around Milton Friedman. You may remember Milton Friedman in the late 70s on PBS, suddenly getting sponsored by the so-called liberal media. And what happened is an agreement was reached among the highest levels of the establishment to push free trade economics and say that, as Thomas Friedman of the New York Times said, there is no alternative. And that's been bought by both parties. Now, in the meantime, what we're seeing is these policies aren't working, and they've had to resort to more and more radical measures just to hold the banking system together. Now, very interesting, Lord Rothschild came out 2 days ago. You may have seen the statement. He said that we're engaged right now in the greatest and possibly most dangerous monetary experiment in world history. And he was referring to quantitative easing, monetary expansion, negative interest rates, and so on. And he said when he got a report that there's $13 trillion in sovereign debt trading at 0% interest or less, he said that convinced him that if this experiment doesn't work, and he said he can't see how it can work, we're going to have a blowout of the system. Now, right. He recognizes that as one of the leading insiders. What it means is that the victory of the free trade lunatics, which included Bush and includes Obama, includes a large segment of both parties, they're about to create a hard fall, a huge crash, because they won't admit their system doesn't work. And that's why we have to be very vocal in saying there is an alternative system that did work. It worked to get our nation out of debt when it was founded, called the Hamiltonian American system. It worked under Lincoln so that in the second half of the 19th century, we became the preeminent manufacturing power in the world. The Germans copied us, the Japanese copied us, the French, the Russians, everyone was copying us. And the British launched World War I and World War II to stop it and to reimpose an imperial system, which is a free trade system. So it's really important that this issue of free trade, and I hope Trump sticks with it and says we're not going to sign these agreements because these are corporate agreements that have nothing to do with the real economy of any nation.
Exactly, yeah. The situation, too, is these trade agreements lend themselves to manipulation by transnational corporations that'll hurt nation states and not really improve the world trade situation. We see this as a good example with the derivatives market, where a bunch of speculators make money, but nations and people are hurting.
Well, and that's because what they're trading is bets, financial instruments, which have no real underlying value. The only value they have is to the extent that people will use money to buy things. But if only 1% has the money, how do you trigger a consumer recovery?
Exactly. Amazing. Back in a moment with Harley Schlanger. Your questions, welcome to 800-313-9443. Back in just a moment. And when you're out there without care, yeah, I was out of.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech. Quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit mydryhome.com. That's mydryhome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
I remember when I lost my
back, and Harley, the problems and the solutions are laid before us. There's not a lack of solutions, is there? It's so plain. We've talked about this for years in the report when you come on every Wednesday. If they visit the website, it's LaRouchePAC.com or the Executive Intelligence Review, which is LaRouchePUB.com. There's a new publication you mentioned, I think, last week that's available as well for people to get. What's that publication again?
It's called The Hamiltonian.
Right.
But, Dr. Bill, let me make a suggestion for people. On our website, if you type in on the search, and this is on the LaRouche PAC site, type in on the search engine, Storm Over Asia. This was a 1998 video that Lyndon LaRouche did, where he talked about how people like Brzezinski and the neocons were following the British script from the 19th century,
right,
of trying to contain or defeat Russia, and that this was going to blow up. It's going to blow up the Middle East, and it was going to create a crisis, the only solution to which would be the emergence of a Eurasian grouping of nations that could appeal to the West to break with this policy. And it was so prescient when LaRouche did this. So if people want to see exactly what you're saying, that LaRouche was out in front years ago It's called right. Storm Over Asia, and it's on the LaRouchePack.com website. Now, the importance of this is that key policy leaders all over the world have seen this. They're familiar with LaRouche. Now, what they also know is that getting too close to LaRouche gets you in trouble. Now, there are people who have brought LaRouche into meetings and have ended up losing their jobs. You know, I can tell you, back in the old days when most of the radio was not internet, but was radio stations that depended on commercial business, I probably got 10 or 12 radio hosts fired because they kept bringing me on their shows. So, you know, LaRouche is, we could say, is radioactive because he's
that's funny.
So controversial. And I've taken over his role as being the radioactive person.
Right.
But here's the important point. We've been telling the truth, not because we have some inside source, but because what Lyndon LaRouche has developed is a philosophical and scientific method, which is not dependent on popular opinion, going along to get along, getting the big funders. What we do is we do on a shoestring budget. And it's absolutely critical that if people wish to see these ideas out in public more, that they should go to our website, they should talk it up, and they should contribute to LaRouche Pack, because we're struggling along and barely enough money to cover my travel costs now. In fact, most of my travel costs are paid by me. And I'm doing a lot of traveling because there's a lot of people who want to know, what are you guys saying? What are you doing? How are you going to...
Well, if we don't find a solution soon, the whole system will blow up. I mean, literally any day or any week, the European financial derivatives market can blow up the entire banking system, and it's a set of dominoes. The world economy is so integrated, everybody, including even China, will suffer greatly if Europe collapses.
Well, in Die Welt today, there was an article. Die Welt is one of the leading business newspapers in Germany. And there was an article saying that the Deutsche Bank problem threatens the whole financial system. In the Financial Times 3 days ago, there was an article, I think it was by Martin Wolf, in which he said that people aren't saying this publicly yet, but there's panic over Deutsche Bank. And then the report that I mentioned to you from the Bank for International Settlements, when that went out, and the clearing houses themselves admitted that they're not prepared to deal with a $600 to $800 trillion blowout of the derivatives market, this caused panic again. So the people who are trying to hold this thing together, of course, for their own benefit, are panicked. They're in a state of absolute manic depression. And these are the people who call Obama and say, you'd better force through this trade agreement. You'd better stop Russia. You'd better stop the Chinese. You know, the G20 summit that's going to take place in China next month, the group of 20 includes Russia. Obama's been doing everything he can to isolate Putin. So President Xi of China announced that Putin will be the special guest of honor at the G20.
They got a sense of humor. I mean, really, it's amazing that Obama, on a lame duck presidency, continues policies that are destructive to the world economy. And remember, economic issues always drive to war. That's the war card, is the final playing card in the deck of the global bankers.
Well, it'll be interesting to see if Obama goes to the G20 meeting. Now, also, the BRICS Heads of State Summit is coming up in the end of September. And there'll be very important meetings, as always, when the UN General Assembly convenes in September. Now, against this, you have the end of the quarter reporting at the end of September, and many times financial crises have hit in October. And what LaRouche is saying is that the temporary solution in Italy, which was a huge government bailout of one bank, the Monte dei Paschi Bank, and that was done to protect Deutsche Bank and BNP Paribas, who were holding a lot of the bad paper from that bank. This is going to blow up at the end of September.
Wow.
And so the September-October period is the next nodal point of great financial potential chaos. Now, before that, you have Obama openly cheerleading al-Qaeda in Syria, in Aleppo.
Yeah, isn't that crazy? Now, openly. Expand on the details of that, because when you make a statement like that, a lot of people say, no, he didn't do that. These are either skeptical Republicans or what I call zombie Democrats that don't believe it. Tell us exactly what he did.
Well, what happened is that the Syrian army, backed by Russia, broke the siege of Aleppo that ISIS and al-Nusra had. Al-Nusra is the al-Qaeda group in Syria, which now just changed their name and said they're no longer affiliated with al-Qaeda.
And we still give lots of armaments and support and buy their oil, etc.
Like John McCain and Ash Carter, the defense secretary, and others are saying we should be supporting them. General David Petraeus said we should be siding with the al-Qaeda forces because they'll get rid of Assad. So in the single-minded drive to get rid of Assad has led to people like Petraeus and Obama to openly say that the Russians should stop the siege of Aleppo and leave the so-called moderate rebels in power and instead throw Assad out. Now, the Russians aren't going to do that. Most of the rest of the world is looking at Aleppo, and they're seeing ISIS and al-Nusra as the terrorists. In the U.S. government, al-Qaeda has now become our ally in the efforts to get rid of Assad. Now, it always has been, but Obama is now saying it publicly.
It's overt now. It's overt.
Yeah, and so anybody who looks back to what happened on September 11th and the so-called war on terror can see how it evolved as a fraud from the beginning to justify permanent warfare, a permanent warfare state, and an assault on Russia and China. And that's all Obama is doing. And why is he doing it? Because he hates Assad? He doesn't give a flip about Assad. He's doing it because Russia and China are forming a new financial system, which they're open to the rest of the world, but which the people who run Obama are saying we can't let that new system be consolidated. We have to get rid of Putin. We have to get rid of the Chinese. You know, ISIS put out a video last week saying that they're going to come to Russia and they're going to kill Putin.
Yeah, you know, they can say that, but, you know, even all the Orange Revolution people under Soros were kicked out of the country several years ago by Putin, who's had numerous assassination attempts against his life. I hear the number now is up to around 13.
Well, the Russians are basically saying they're taking the threat seriously, but the way they're taking it seriously is by escalating against ISIS and al-Qaeda.
Right.
Now, there's a report out yesterday that under U.S. military direction in the city in Iraq that the Kurds basically just took back from ISIS, that the U.S. ordered that the ISIS troops fleeing the city be allowed to go because some of them were taking ordinary citizens as hostages and we didn't want them caught in the crossfire. Now, the obvious point is that we're giving ISIS an opportunity to fight another day. You don't want to just casually say, well, kill the hostages. But the fact of the matter is that ISIS is going to behead them as soon as they get out of the country anyway.
So what our country's doing is having a policy to make sure ISIS survives to fight another day and take over either Aleppo or another city in Iraq to have another platform, and then to sell their oil to the G20 nations, which we facilitate.
And what's important is that it now appears that Turkey is going to break with this NATO policy, that the Turkish government, in order to get financial deals with Russia and to reopen ties with Russia, made a commitment to shut down their border. Now, it's their border which has been letting the oil flow out of the Middle East in the hands of ISIS, but their border also has been open to letting foreign fighters and weapons come into Syria. If the Turks shut that down, then Obama's policy will collapse.
Right, it's an 81-mile border that allows both these events to happen, right?
Yeah. So what we're seeing, as LaRouche said, and I was with him the day of the Putin-Erdogan discussion, what LaRouche said that day is that this meeting between the two leaders spells the end for Obama. Now, will there be the guts in the U.S. Congress and the U.S. House and Senate to move against him. It's interesting. Rand Paul is leading a fight to stop sale of arms to the Saudis, and this is being criticized. And
they're going to the Saudis, and then directly the Saudis are already shipping them by air or ground directly to ISIS. I mean, how crazy? We can track them.
Or they're using them to bomb hospitals in Yemen.
Right.
So it's very good that Paul has taken up this fight. We've got to break the power of this London, Saudi, U.S. pro-terror operation. And at the center of that was Tony Blair, Dick Cheney, the neocons, and now Obama and Hillary.
Wow.
And that's what we've got to stop. If we can break that, then we can get the necessary economic policies of Glass-Steagall and Hamiltonian credit through the Congress. But if we can't break that control, then the U.S., as you say, will be either left on the outside of this new system coming into being, or else, in order to stop that new system, the U.S. will launch a nuclear war.
Wow. That is... These are kind of what we call days that make the Cuban Missile Crisis looked like a minor issue.
Well, I remember as a young boy during the Cuban Missile Crisis, my father, who wasn't particularly religious, coming into my room the night Kennedy made the speech announcing the embargo. And he said, I'm praying that I'll see you in the morning. And, you know, when you think about that, the people in the United States, because of Kennedy, at least knew what we were doing and what the fight was. Under Obama, nothing is transparent.
Yeah, it's funny, and when he announced his government is going to be the most transparent, it's the most opaque government in U.S. history.
Yeah, yep. And not only that, but he continued every single classification policy of the Bush administration. He increased the blowback against whistleblowers who were trying to tell the truth to the American people about what our government was doing. And he also increased the power of these deep state surveillance operations and so on. So rather than being the most transparent, he's not just the most opaque, but the most evil president we've ever had.
Yeah. The Joker, because he's that Joker smile, you know, it's like, oh my gosh. You know something evil's going to happen when you see that smile. Say, uh-oh. You should have the vampiric teeth, you know, the eye teeth that are very long. Because every time Obama is smirking and telling you something, you know, like, oh, I know he's lying because there's air moving over his vocal cords.
Or the other thing you know is that he just ordered more people being killed with drone attacks or something like that.
Oh, yeah. Like his comment last year is, I'm really good at killing people. That's an actual quote. And the only time, and I've heard this from people inside the government that are actually a Secret Service, he never has a meeting more than 4 minutes before he bolts and has somebody else as a proxy. But when it comes to the Situation Room on Tuesday mornings, when he has to actually determine who's going to get whacked by the drone kill, he stays for the entire thing and he's fidgeting like a kid at a birthday party.
Bill, one person told me that the same way Obama obsesses over his annual brackets of the NCAA basketball tournament,
right?
That's the only thing comparable to his concentration at the drone meetings.
Right.
So those two things are his passion, picking the losers of the NCAA tournament and droning innocent civilians, wedding parties, funerals, and so on.
Oh, my. And the second kill policy, which is when the EMTs and ambulances arrive, whacking them, too, to make sure they can't resuscitate anybody.
Yeah. And that's, where did we learn that from? We learned that from the terrorists. That's what the terrorists do. A second bomb.
Pretty obscene. And the thing is, Hillary will continue it and amplify it even worse.
Well, that appears to be her intention. She is one-upping Obama's rhetoric against Putin. She said she wants a regime change in Syria. And she's talking to people like Michelle Flournoy to be the Defense Department secretary. Flournoy is someone who has advocated bombing Assad. And you saw what Mike Morrell said this week. He said we should be shooting Iranians and Russians. the former deputy director of the CIA called for killing Russians and Iranians.
How crazy is that? That's a war declaration. That's a pre-war declaration to say, we really do want to exchange nuclear, biological, chemical weapons with Russia. How crazy is that?
And the same Burrell signed that statement saying that Trump shouldn't be president.
Yeah, well, I don't think that he should be out of a psychiatric ward or a military prison. How's that? And again, I got a kick out of the comment by Trump that says, don't worry, all these 50 people that wrote this were former CIA, former this or that. I'm not hiring any of them.
Well, he made the other point. He said, thank you for identifying yourselves as the ones who caused the problem.
Right. They clarified it by their very revulsion. He said, I wear it as a badge of honor. Pretty funny.
Yep.
So can you stay for the last segment because we missed the first?
I'll see you on time next Wednesday.
Okay, you can't stay. Okay, great. We will see you next Wednesday. Hopefully, we'll still have a Wednesday. Like the yep. Cuban Missile Crisis will still be here.
Yep.
Back
okay,
in a
Bill.
Moment. Okay.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
IRA and 401k account holders, are you crossing your fingers for the stock market to continue its bull run or hoping for a miracle to pay off our $19 trillion national debt? American Bullion wants you to think for a moment. If we go through another significant stock market correction and things begin to unravel, you could suffer some serious losses. On the other hand, gold is a proven long-term asset that could hedge and protect your retirement accounts from getting washed away. Call American Bullion now and let them show you how easy it is to transfer your existing IRA or roll over your 401k into a gold IRA. American Bullion has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and is a leader in gold IRAs. With just one call, their experts can explain everything there is to know and get you started with a free gold IRA guide. Call 1-800-545-2525. Save your retirement. Call American Bullion now at 1-800-545-2525. That's 1-800-545-2525.
And welcome back to the Nutramedical Report. We try to provide you with the best information to arm you with the spiritual, the health, and geopolitical truths. We provide you solutions. It's important for you to pick those up. And the most important pathway isn't to believe what we say, but to, number one, pray on it and research it yourself and ask the best questions you can, because when you ask the questions, you get to own the truth. Whether it's the truth about your health and minimizing drugs, using functional medicine, which takes the best out of every specialty of health, from allopathic and surgery to herbology, toxicology, etc., or is geopolitical truth of what's going on with our globalists, where the most evil party right now is the Democratic Party, but there's a number of evil elements within the Republican that have become very evident now that Trump is there to clean action, like a detergent against the district of criminals. And when we look at the spiritual issues, we see a lot of churches that are off, Mark, and we are, of course, praying for full recovery for Tex Mars, who has had recently had a heart attack. And I've offered my services to try to help him to restore his health completely and prevent any future problems. What you need to understand is we're here to pray for you, to stand by you, whether it's financially with carrot bars or just to inspire with your current skill sets what you can do to improve your income and your financial status so you can take care of yourself and grow your economy. Without substance, without wealth, you can't do the things you need to do for yourself, your family, and to give to others. You can't give what you don't have. What's important is we're here, we need your support prayerfully, financially. We need you to get exclusively your nutraceuticals from NutraMedical. We want you to get our help. We had on the program the other day Jim Carsey, who's the first of many that will be setting up a peripheral, if you want to call it, satellite of NutraMedical, where they can bring in QRMA testing and metapathia testing and mobile hyperbaric oxygen therapy. And we will also encourage them to be what I call NutraMedical baristas, where once they know the nutraceutical combination, they can make you a smoothie of the right combination of nutraceuticals and introduce you to the idea you don't have to swallow pills. You can swallow a great-tasting drink that's laced up with the right nutraceuticals to help you restore your health. We're also pioneering new technologies, the new technology of a form of mountain red velvet that will be able to be absorbed through the terminal ileum as a micelle so it can target the tissues and be a toner for life and regeneration. We're improving and working toward a surgical version of mountain red velvet. We have other nutraceuticals in the wings that are coming, one, a 26 immunoglobulin and transfer factors that's coming that will help with all the major pathogens for humans. We're working hard to provide you with a range of protocols that will adapt to your conditions. And don't assume if you take one or two things and you haven't talked or emailed to Dr. Deagle, me, that you've prevented your heart attack, future heart attack or stroke or other health problems. You need to constantly readjust your program based on functional history, testing both conventional and alternative and biophotonic. And then we can give you much better answers to adjust your protocol to truly prevent illness, including lifestyle, diet, epigenetics, etc. And if you have serious problems and you had testing. So rely on our resources. Check out NutraMedical.com. We've done a tremendous amount of work on our Deagle Network and our forums. Do take advantage of all the things we provide, audio and video, consultations, advanced protocols, and the truth in news and spirituality. We'll be back in a moment with hour number two. MG12 and Bruce McKeeman, Summit to See. Hour number three is a surprise. We'll be back in just a moment. Stay tuned to the NutraMedical Report on Republic Broadcasting Network.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are
paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.